Do you let people know when their verse is trash?
Well, no.
Have you ever told somebody? Have you ever told somebody
that I don't like their verse? No. I just never released a song. Or just... Are you talking about a verse on my shit or just a verse in general? Mm. If it's your song, that's your business. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you my... like if we like dogs for real, I'm gonna be like, hey, that ain't the one. Yeah, like, but yeah. if I'm in the studio and your shit just bookie and we cool, I'm, you know, that's your shit. That's your... Because you gotta be... If we lived in a different world, I would be on that type of time. But you gotta understand that people really in this world think that you hating on them. Like, that's a real thing. Like,
yeah.
You could tell somebody like, hey, that ain't it. That bitch was hating on me. I knew that bitch was hating on me. She want to be like me for real. And she want to see me down. She don't want to see me. So you can't do shit like that no more. You can't really give. You can't really be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, people just can't take criticism.
They can't.
And the thing is, some people need that so they can, like,
that's elevate. What I'm saying. If you're my friend for real, then you know my character. Yeah, you know me. Yeah. So I'm comfortable with telling you, like, that shit ain't it. But I've had people that I did songs with, no shade. But I didn't did songs with people. And I ain't fuck with that shit. But I just... Mm-hmm. Just won't ever.
It's,
won't
hear it's like song. In the, it's just, it's in the
in the archive.
Who is it?
I'm just get the fuck out my face.
Who has a better music catalog, Tupac or Biggie or DMX?
Tupac or DMX? Mm-hmm. That's random. I would have rather you ask me Tupac and Biggie.
Well,
because the Tupac and DMX, that's like Tupac and Biggie was actually beefing, so I could pick, and I say Tupac.
Fuck with Pac, man.
I fuck with Tupac. My mama from California.
Okay.
And I just grew up on Tupac. No cap, I ain't never really grew up, I ain't grow up on Biggie, so okay. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? But Tupac, I fuck with him. DMX, I fuck with DMX too, real bad. Like, so Tupac and DMX is in the same bracket for me. Biggie ain't never really.
Yeah, never, okay.
Yeah, so. They beef for stupid too, by the way.
Who?
Tupac and Biggie? Oh, yeah, both of them, sure. It pissed me off. I ain't gonna lie, I get like, I overthink a lot of shit. So, like, seeing that movie and shit, I be thinking about shit like, bro, these niggas both could have lived.
Literally, yeah.
Y'all could have lived and been, like, icons. Y'all want to beef over dumb shit. Rest in peace to them boys, though.
There was so much shit. It was like, movies, shows and shit. Like, nigga, well, who in the fucking wrong?
Bro, people just, that's what I'm saying. All this shit really just not real. Like, people, I would never get caught up in this shit. God, I would never, ever. I'm not beefing with nobody. I swear, I just tweeted. I said, I'm not never putting my hands on nobody. Mm-hmm. No, like, this shit is done. Like, I don't want no smoke with nobody.
But like you but said, like, a lot of beef come in between.
From outsiders. Fans and shit. Like outsiders. Said, and I'm a real ass bitch. I feel like if I got a problem or I feel like anything is to be skeptical about, I'm going to go straight to the source immediately behind closed doors. I don't really do that. I just cut
social
off.
Social media shit.
I just cut off my best friend over some social media shit. I really don't play them social media games.
Yeah, nah.
I don't do that. Everything, this all shits and giggles to me.
Yeah.
Honestly.
For entertainment purposes only.
Exactly. My business is my business. This is like a career. Like, all this, everybody getting all personal and shit like that. And that's not for y'all. Y'all supposed to hear this music,
that's it.
Suck it up, and go on about y'all business. Eat this shit up and go on ahead. Like, we ain't doing none of that. I keep my mama private, my parents' page is private, all that is private. Mm-hmm. I do not play about my personal business.
You got to, bro.
Motherfuckers ain't coming to the house, ain't none of that going on. I don't play about my personal space at all. Mm-hmm. I take that shit very seriously.
Same.
My peace.
What's the most expensive gift you ever received from a man?
Probably my dog. Oh. Rocco. He was a Christmas gift.
Oh, shout out to Rocco.
How much Rocco would?
I don't know, actually. It was a Christmas gift, but I know he a Frenchie, and he Rocco was the only boy.
Rocco got a jacket. Rocco got a chain. Stroller, Rocco, a chain. Yeah. Rocco costs a good penny.
He don't play. But I feel like, honestly, that person that got me Rocco, I feel like all the gifts he done got me, that's somebody mortgage. So we good to go.
Shit.
All his gifts and everything, we good. All his gifts are good. Them the most expensive gifts I ever got. Thank you, Lord, for him. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy, bless his soul. Don't let nothing happen to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, for the rest of our days.
Let him use you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So are you in a relationship?
I'm in something. I'm in a little something with a little ching ching.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? But happy.
I am more than happy. That's I am great. Only literally the only problems I've been having through all of this is just like I'm not gonna cap the whole like losing your friends thing and mm-hmm. everything changing. I'm a strong believer in God. I'm very God fearing, so like I do pray a lot. One day, one of my friends told me, well, actually, my manager out there, mm-hmm. my road manager, he asked me, you know, like one day, like take time out of your day one day and just you really gotta like ask God to like weave out the motherfuckers that's not supposed to be around. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, people might take it however they want, but everything I ever asked God for has happened to me. I'm mm-hmm. a strong believer in walking in my truth and making everything, you know what I'm saying? I feel like as long as you being genuine, like I always say in all my interviews, as long as mm-hmm. you being genuine yep. and you living mm-hmm. righteous, then everything gonna fall in place. When you live, I believe in karma. So I don't sure. do no, I don't like doing wrong by nobody. I don't mm-hmm. steal, I don't do none of that shit. I don't fuck with none of that. Get down like that. I believe yeah. in karma for real. So like, yeah. One day I really just asked God to like weave out everybody in my life that's not supposed to be around. Mm-hmm. And motherfuckers yeah. started going left and right. All yeah. the bitches that I started off with, like my best friend mm-hmm. since I was 15, 16 years old, that ain't my best friend no more.
Yeah.
Like motherfucker, everybody just start changing up. And I feel like I said before when we was talking about women rap, people are afraid of change. Yeah. So like, it's people that you might fuck with that like, at one point in time y'all related, y'all got along on a certain standpoint mm-hmm. and y'all hung out because you was in a certain place in your life. But once you start elevating and they don't elevate with you, it becomes, so you become competition to people, even though you're not looking at it like that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like,
they put it in their head though. Like right, the like, competition.
It's yeah. like that. So in me, like I said, I'm a very genuine person. All this shit very intimate to me. Like,
mm-hmm.
like every single thing I do is very, like I've been doing, my dad was involved with music. So I've been like involved with music,
I mean, yeah.
doing a little different shit, but I had to wait and make sure like the mm-hmm. time was perfect for me. So I knew what voice I wanted to have, what I wanted to talk about, shit like that. So everything real intimate for me. And like I yeah. said, I like my space and my peace protected.
Yeah.
So I had to like, I literally don't have no more friends like that. I got yeah. hella acquaintances and shit mm-hmm. like that. But this whole process has definitely made me more
yeah.
cautious of my surroundings.
So ever since yeah. you started doing music, you yeah. know, you're up and coming.
But like yeah. my little boo thing, mm-hmm. he helped a lot. He really do. And we work together. He's good. Involved in shit too. So it's mm-hmm. like, but everything's kind of on the low. We keep it on. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Keep it like that.
But everything kosher. Everything else, just all the bad shit really just like,
okay.
the cliche shit you hear about mm-hmm. is actually true though.
Okay.
Feel me? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Trust me, we lived it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got
That's what I'm saying. I know. I seen you before you seen me.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. You funny as hell. That's why I'm just like, I don't really like beat your ass right now. You act so funny.
You thought you was in the clip.
Put my hands on a woman so I can't
remind her. But nah, for real though, like, you far too on God. Like, I've seen you from like the beginning of you being like, I know who you are.
For real.
When you hit me up, I knew who you were, so I was like, yeah, let's go. Normally, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to do, because...
Yeah, I don't be... I'm all about business.
But I fuck with you. Like, I fuck with, like, you... All the little funny niggas, Drewski, Marco, mm-hmm. What's it, Dez, all y'all yeah. niggas really like funny to me because I appreciate people that are authentic and they being they self. Mm-hmm. I fuck with that. Like even talking to y'all right now, like normally I'd be a little, and my role manager will tell y'all like, like I said, I'm very cautious about my space and who I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could talk to y'all. Me coming up here talking about that shit I was talking to y'all
yeah,
about
earlier. Yeah.
Like, that's like some...
And we editing it out.
Yeah, we
are. Yeah, but like, I feel like y'all, I'm very good on reading energy and like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like y'all got a very comforting aura yeah. about y'all. I fuck with you being yourself, literally, like, yeah. nigga, you don't do much. Like, you be chilling, like, on some yeah, real shit.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Everything, I'm sure your shit come. Like, you walking in your truth and everything fall in line correctly.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's because you being your genuine self. Yeah. But I definitely fuck with you, though, on God.
Appreciate it.
I knew who you was before you hit me up.
Well, I fuck okay. with you.
It's real, man.
Thank you.
Wish I had
the next question. I'll just laugh.